course I'm no happy. Look at me, I'm a big fat slob. I've got bigger booties than you do. I've got more chins than a Chinese food pig. I've not seen my willy in 2 years, which is long enough to declare legally dead. I can't stop eating.
It's Foodie Friday on Johnny B.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk sexy food.
Well, we did a Chick-fil-A story. They're bringing back their grilled sandwich and a freaking spicy fall shake.
Mm.
Well, they're not the only ones because McDonald's is going to be getting an item from the 1980s. Do you remember the 1980s?
Yeah, way too well.
Few do.
Can I guess?
You can't.
Because I have not seen this story.
Okay.
I'm going to go with some big ones from the 80s. Could it be the McDLT?
What is that? It's not that.
Oh, you don't know what the McDLT is?
DLT.
The McDLT. It was a burger, just a plain old burger, but with kind of a quarter pounder meat.
Right.
But it had lettuce and tomato and onion, but it had a special styrofoam container that they put the cool side, one half the bun would have the lettuce and tomato and the onion.
Right.
The other half the bun would have the burger meat.
Yes.
And it had like a little top on it. And that was the whole thing, was keep the cool side cool and the warm side warm so that your produce didn't get all wilted.
Mm-hmm.
And people really liked it. And then it went away.
Well, it went away. No.
Huh?
It's not that.
Oh.
It's not the DLT.
Okay, from the 80s. From the 80s. Let's go with the double. I have no idea.
I'll just tell you. Well, what about if I give you a.
Give me a hint.
A genre.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because it's not a burger.
Is it a pumpkin pie? Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Deep fried pumpkin pie?
Holy moly. No.
Oh, damn it.
But you're on the right track. You're definitely on the right track. It's a dessert item.
Pumpkin milkshake.
No. It's more of a dessert item. Or I guess it could be maybe breakfast, too.
It's a pumpkin pancakes.
But I see where you're going. You know, it's fall time. Everybody's doing pumpkin stuff. It has nothing to do with
cinnamon
pumpkin.
Cinnamon apple pancakes.
No, that's a good gift. Did they ever have cinnamon apple pancakes?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. Maybe in China.
Well, no, they don't. It's a cheese Danish. Do you remember the cheese Danish?
I do, actually.
From McDonald's?
We're supposed to get excited over your damn cheese Danish?
I gotta tell you, I was looking at the story. They said they're bringing back an 80s era menu item, and I was like, whoa.
Are we supposed to flip out over it?
Like, I heard some crazy tales about the McDonald's foods, like the spaghetti
Jenny.
And the pizza.
In other countries, yeah. It's big.
The Arch Deluxe,
yeah,
I think those 90s. But,
uh-huh.
I mean, there was a lot of cool stuff that I thought it could be. And then I opened it up and they said the cheese Danish. And I was kind of like, that's not so great.
It's lame.
I mean, you would say it's lame?
Yeah.
Didn't like it at all. Never got it in the
80s. It's a cheese Danish. I've never been impressed by any cheese Danish.
Oh, I love a cheese Danish.
You get them in a metal tin. It's got like six of them. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? You buy them and it's like a six pack.
Those are garbage. Those are like the Entenmann ones.
Yeah.
Those are kind of garbage. They're still good.
Sure. You put them in a microwave for like 20 seconds.
But if you get a real one, like those are good. Like my favorite dessert is cheesecake. So if I get a cheese Danish, that's kind of along those lines. I'm in.
I'm just saying, if you go to a bakery and there's all these options, nobody's picking a cheese Danish because there's all the other stuff. You know, there's all kinds of stuff. You know,
I don't know. I might pick a cheese Danish.
Well, you're a basic bitch.
That's true. As far as desserts go, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, the dessert item is made with a sweet cream cheese filling and topped with a light vanilla drizzle over a butter streusel.
I'm ashamed of McDonald's. You know, all these years, they have been making food that is good for us and healthy. And now, what are they doing? They're going off the deep end. They're going to create food that's addictive and bad for you. Not good, McDonald's.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be ordering the cheese Danish is going to get me to go to McDonald's.
You know what gets me to go to McDonald's? Alcohol. I never eat McDonald's sober. I just don't.
Right.
It's usually a bad decision. It's usually I'm in the passenger seat getting driven home. And I'm like, I want chicken nuggets. And a double McDouble quarter Big Mac.
I think if I were to go to McDonald's, yeah, I just love a good double chi.
Yeah.
Double chi from McDonald's.
Double quarter pounder with cheese.
Oh, that's a little too.
Oh, is it?
That's a lot of bun.
What?
I would like the quarter pounder meat on the regular bun. You know what I'm saying?
Well, just tell them that.
Yeah.
They'll do whatever you want.
I feel like
they're
going to charge me $8.
Who cares when you're drunk?
Well, you can get the double cheese. At least you used to. I think they were $2.
Just for a regular, okay.
Double cheeseburger? I used to go through the McDonald's.
They were $1 for a while. Dude, I'm so old. Yeah. I remember in the 80s, early 90s, it was 39 cents for a regular hamburger, 49 cents for a cheeseburger.
Man.
And then the double cheeseburger was like 99 cents. Yeah.
How do you even, like, how do you not do that? Like, that's a good
deal.
That's
why I got up to 500 pounds.
If you're a working, like, a working person.
Yeah.
And you work all day, like, how do you not just pop in?
Yeah.
And you're making minimum wage or whatever, grab a 99 cent. Two, maybe even three sometimes.
They created the burger wars. So they ended up driving down the price of Wendy's, Burger King, all of them, Checkers. They all had to have a dollar burger. Checkers had the Champ burger back in the day. That was $1.
Yeah.
And it was basically like a quarter pounder. And then they had the Cajun Champ burger. And it had like these Creole spices and sautéed onions.
Mm.
For $1, Will.
That sounds real good.
Man, I ate so many
Cajun
burgers.
Are gone.
Oh, yeah, they're gone, dude.
I mean, the World Economic Forum has taken this from us. Because I remember I was fortunate enough, and maybe it led to my being overweight as an adult. Certainly, some of these things. But we used to go Madden. You get a copy of Madden 2006. I remember that coming out.
Yeah.
Hanging out at my boy Josh's house. We'd be playing that for a few hours, not really. Well, maybe some alcohol was involved a little bit, but not much. Maybe a little bit of weed. You know, you have a little bit of weed, and then you go down. He lived on Indian Rocks Road, so we went down there. You had, like, the four corners. You had McDonald's, Wendy's, Checkers.
Yeah.
There was another one.
Probably Taco Bell.
No, I think it was in the burger realm. There was a Taco Bell really close, though.
Always is.
We used to eat like kings.
Yeah.
We would go hit up, because the Wendy's nuggets are probably the best. The spicy nuggets from Wendy's. I think I even like those over McDonald's.
I'm a little bougie. I go to a PDQ or a Chick-fil-A for a nugget.
But we would get like nuggets from Wendy's, head over to McDonald's and get double cheeseburgers, and then head over to Checkers and get their Coke. Best Coke.
So you're doing like bang, 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 bang.
Yeah. Like different locations. Checkers Coke is the best. I don't know what their combination
is. It is pretty good.
Syrup,
so is McDonald's. Yeah.
No, it's good, but I would take Checkers over McDonald's even.
Dude, when I was my fattest, I would do that. Back in the the mid-90s, I would go to Burger King and get a double Whopper, and then right in the same parking lot was a Taco Bell, and I'd go get a Nacho Supreme and a Cinnamon Twist.
Yeah.
And just eat them both. What a fat piece of crap. It was like $3 for everything.
Yeah. I want people to remember what they've taken away from us.
Yeah.
Now, you can imagine who I'm talking about. The people who are telling us to eat bugs. This is what they took from us.
Uh-huh.
America was great. Like, I feel bad for teenagers now who don't know the joy of going to multiple fast food locations.
Not only
that. Just loading up for like $10.
Not only that. You can go to Duff's Buffet back in the 80s, in the 90s, and the buffet was like $6.29.
I believe it.
And you would eat until you couldn't breathe. It was just, the world was such a good place back then.
It truly was.
Yeah.
Now it's a manufactured, like, crisis.
My older brother, Tim, we would take the city bus as kids to the buffet. That's how fat ass we were as children. And my parents never worried where we were. They didn't care. They probably wanted us to get kidnapped or run away. We would just take a city bus. And I'm talking clear across town. We would take a city bus 21 miles away to a buffet and sit there for 2.5-3 hours and just gorge and then drive, take the city bus back home and then just lay on the couch and, all swole. It was a weird time back then.
But it was a fun time. It was really... I'm so glad. I'm really saying this with genuine... I know it kind of sounds jokey. because it is, but also I have a genuine affinity for that time because I didn't know how good I had it.
You're right, man.
Like American opulence during that time was so, and probably, I mean, you really got it.
Yeah, I did.
From like
the 80s were the bomb, dude.
I mean, 70s.
Eat a whole pizza for like $2 and then watch a movie, like a comedy that was just riddled with date rape and racism.
I'm getting
the good old days.
I'm getting misty-eyed, for real. Going to Blockbuster, getting snacks.
Oh, God.